Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to have you as part of my day. And I think you're going to be glad you hung around with us because we got our good friend Elise Bennett back in the show. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books, especially on, a number of different topics. One of the books is called Stop Pushing Me Around, which is her book for introverts. And also the new book is called, the one that she co-authored with Peleg Top, The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. And as you've heard me say many times before, and as you've heard Elise on the show many times before, talking about marketing, she's one of the smartest people I know when it comes to putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And I'm glad to say she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you here, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Okay. What do we need to know about marketing and pricing?
Well, actually, you know what I was thinking might be even more interesting to talk about?
Okay, this not being my show or anything like that, right, Elise?
No, but, I mean, marketing and pricing are important, but the way we're marketing the book might be even more interesting.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
Okay, because we have done a series of podcasts, companion podcasts, to go along with this book.
Yeah.
And I went to California in March, and we spent a day in a recording studio, and we, my co-author and I, hired a moderator, basically an interviewer, to ask us questions based on each chapter of the book.
Yeah.
And so we have basically 13 episodes of a podcast that we're releasing one week at a time to kind of generate buzz and also get people, you know, listening to our voices talking about the different issues. It's not us reading the book. It's
right.
A conversation about one or two topics in each chapter.
Okay.
So back to my
original question.
All right.
I'm a little confused.
All right.
As I often am with you, Elise.
Well, I mean, marketing and pricing is important because people who are self-employed, and especially those who either work for themselves or, you know, have a few employees, which is our market, don't make time for marketing and often don't know how to price their
One of the biggest challenges that people have, especially when they're starting a business, is to know how to price the product, to know where to stick that price in there, and so that it works. And many times they don't have the background to realize that their pricing has got to do two things. It's got to be accepted in the marketplace at the highest level possible. But whatever that highest level possible is, and that varies by your experience, by how long you've been in the marketplace, by how people accept what you offer. But it also has to do one more thing. It has to be sold at a gross profit level, that at a profit margin level that will allow you to pay your bills.
Right.
And that's the balance. That's the balancing act that people have to do. And of course once you establish what price you have to have, you think you need to have, and you think will work, then you got to figure out how to market that, don't you?
Exactly.
So what can we learn from that, from your book?
Well, I think the issue of pricing is one that a lot of people have a lot of questions about. In fact, we did a series of webinars, and pricing was one of the topics, and it got the most attendees by far,
mm-hmm.
which just told us that people are really confused and kind of in the dark about how to price their services. And part of the problem is that it's all so completely subjective, and mm-hmm. it also depends on what market you go after, where you put your prices, because what the market will bear is a huge element in that process.
Well, another thing, you might have to have an introductory price that gets you established, that gets you some customers, to, you know, to create some business, so that you can then leverage off of that experience and that relationship and raise the price. For example, when I started my consulting business back in 89, my first hourly rate was $35 an hour in 89. Now, I couldn't make a living at $35 an hour. I had to work a lot of hours to even, you know, to make any kind of money. Of course, and I also had to build this business, you know, fund the business. But very soon, I started out at $35 an hour, even though that wasn't enough. But very soon, I was able to raise that to $50 an hour with the people, because by that time, I had built value with them. They saw that I could perform for them, and they realized that I needed to charge more and that I was worth it.
Well, I can beat that, actually, Jim, because
I'm not surprised.
Because when I started my consulting practice in 1988, I was charging $15 an hour.
Well, but see, you weren't charging enough.
Well,
were charging $15 an hour. Is I consider that wages.
Well, and it was. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, and I was very young at the time.
Right.
But and I was doing organizing more than anything. But I quickly brought it up when I started to see what the real need was, and also shift my market, because my first clients were actors, and they had no money.
Oh yeah. That wasn't a very good business model, was it?
Well, but it's a place to start. That's all.
Organizing actors. That's an interesting choice there, at least.
You didn't know that's where I started.
What kind of wacky weed were you smoking in those days, Elisa? Well, this pricing thing, especially for personal services, this pricing thing is really dicey, and it's really tough to do. And the main thing I told people, Elise, was make sure that you can't work for wages when you're doing personal services. You just can't work for wages. Whatever you thought you would make an hour if you worked for somebody else, you probably need to at a minimum triple that. And then ultimately, of course, you know, by the time I stopped consulting, you know, my rate was I was charging $125 an hour. That was still back in the 90s. You know, that's quite a while ago.
Right.
But you got to establish yourself in the marketplace. Quick break. Right back with Elise Benin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My New York brim and my gold tooth display. Nobody give me trouble because they know I got it. I'm back.
Little Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things we do, the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. Every interview that we do is captured and available to you to stream back later if you want to. If you're not listening, when you're listening live, if you want to go back and whether on the radio or on the internet, if you want to go back and recapture something that we've said, remind yourself of some points that one of us talked about, or if you want to, you know, remind yourself of a website that we mentioned that you might have missed, or if you just want to, you know, some people just like to hear my voice. I can see that. I can understand that. All you got to do is go back and go find our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and listen to your little heart's content, including podcasting if you want. And also, don't forget to check out our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, read articles, check out our Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base. Don't forget askjim.biz, where you get small business answers right now. Elise Benin is our guest. She's on all of our websites, and she's a great contributor and has been now for a long time. Her new book is called The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. Why The Designer's Guide, Elise?
Because the publisher is a publisher of books for designers.
What's a designer?
What is a designer?
Now, I know people think, well, surely you know what a designer is, but tell us who you think a designer is.
Well, I mean, that's part of the issue, is that there are all different types of designers. Most of the ones I work with are either graphic designers or web designers or interior designers.
Right.
And I would say the common denominator is that they're offering some kind of commercial creative service.
Right. But the principles of the book would work for anybody doing personal services work, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not just for designers, folks. And this is why I was bringing in the consulting angle or the services angle, whatever it might be. And there are a lot of people out there who know stuff. They've worked for major corporations or whatever, and they know stuff, and people want to buy that information. People are willing to pay for that information. Mm-hmm. Because if you should never underestimate what you know and the value of that. But then you have to recognize that you actually know something somebody will pay for, and then you have to figure out how to turn it into a product. And that was the thing, at least it helped me, and tell me what you think about this. It always helped me to be able to think of what I was selling as a product, not my time, not an hour of time, but a product. What do you think?
Well, there are a couple of issues there. We often advise designers especially not to sell their time, because a lot of them quote an hourly rate and then base their price on how much time they've spent, and the creative process is so subjective and mm-hmm. not a function of time. So just making that mind shift in the first place, I think, is something very difficult for creative types.
Well, exactly. In fact, we just had someone work for us and to create a creative piece, a print piece for us. And, we probably paid him for 50 hours of work, he and his people, for 50 hours of work.
Mm-hmm.
But 49 of those hours, I could have gotten anywhere within, six different places within a half a mile of my office.
Mm-hmm.
But there was 1 hour when he had a moment of clarity, and it revealed something, a piece of the puzzle we'd been looking for, and that made all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know.
And that's
know.
What you have to remember is, I mean, when I was a consultant for folks, I might just do regular stuff for a whole month, and they just pay me, for doing regular stuff, and then at one point in time, I would think of something that they needed, and it turned their business around. Well, what's that worth? What's that one idea worth?
And that's why trust is so important, developing trust.
And relationship.
Through a marketing process, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Trust and not just selling your time, but building a relationship with people.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think letting them know and it being genuine that you are looking out for them. I mean, that's one of the things I try to do with my clients, is let them know that I'm their partner. And in my travels, I've always got them in the back of my mind. And if I see something, I'm passing it along, or I'm giving them this idea, not just during the half hour we're on the phone.
Well, I used to do that all the time. I mean, I would call them. I'd hear something on the radio or read something in the paper. I'd pick up the phone and call them and say, "Hey, be sure to check this out."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even billing them for that. And they knew I wasn't billing them for it, but they knew that there was another mind out there thinking about them and what and their issues. And that's all part of the relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left. What are some last thoughts on marketing and pricing?
Well, actually, you just reminded me of something I was thinking earlier this morning about why handwritten notes are so effective. And it's kind of related to this idea of someone out there is thinking of you, someone else is on your side,
mm-hmm.
that a handwritten note says a human being took the time to write this,
mm-hmm.
which in a world of pseudo-personalization and, all sorts of falseness, basically, that says we're thinking of you, this indicates that there's something real happening there.
Even if in my case you have bad handwriting, right?
Absolutely.
As in my case. Hey, Elise, give us the website again, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
They can find the book there, too, can't they?
Yeah.
And wherever books are sold?
Yeah.
Thanks, Elise. Good job today. See you next
time. Thank you, Jim.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but it'll just be in a couple of minutes after these next messages. Giovanni Cortolo is going to be with us on the other side. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.